Mirador de Turi. At the top of the hill are panoramic views. Cuenca, Ecuador has expanded as far north and south as you can see, stopped only by the Cajas National Reserve on one end and more mountains on the other. Red tile roofs and reddish bricks look like a bloody battlefield, but there are no wars here. Andres, our guide, gives us a history lesson. There are about 500,000 people in Cuenca. The major industries are tourism, building construction and fabrication, and selling homes. Cuenca makes most of the building materials used in Ecuador. You can see a few landmarks from this observation point if you know them. You can see the twin blue-striped domes of the new church in Parque Calderon. You can see the soccer stadium and the goldish planet-shaped planetarium that locates Gringoland. Ecuadorians are a clean people. We are taught to pick things up and be polite, Andres says. The funniest thing is when I tell him I am from New Mexico, his ears perk up. What city? Albuquerque. He smiles and says, Breaking Bad. We both laugh. The best thing he advises is to buy land. You buy land for $10,000, build a house, sell the house for $150,000. There are plenty of expats into real estate in Ecuador, buying up farms in the Andes, old homes in Cuenca, beach bungalows in Salinas. Riding real estate waves is a popular financial sport for people who have money but want more, and making money without working sparkles like your girl's best diamond ring. All these places with good real estate deals that market to foreigners had even better deals before they were discovered. In Ecuador as elsewhere, it is best to hire a lawyer to represent you because ownership of properties is convoluted and price is always negotiable. Riding real estate waves is not always without wipeouts.